A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 46. The crew of the Tin Sparrow have followed Dromedus' trail to the desert planet of Tatooine. There, they have uncovered part of Dromedus' past, the empty grave of his former master, and his true identity before becoming Darth Dromedus. The crew get another lead from the ghost of Dromedus' master, and as they prepare to leave Tatooine, they find themselves surrounded by bounty hunters. On the table in front of you is the map. You guys are in the middle of like an intersection as you're walking through the streets of Mos Espa. You are surrounded by, as you can see, in front of you there is a Duros, and it is a female Duros, which you guys have not really seen many of. There is a like heavy set Rodian, and I don't mean like heavy like fat, I mean like thick. Like
thick boy.
Like he hits the like gym.
Chunky or like oh no, lord, nah, coming.
He built. Nah, he built. Motherfucker stacked.
There is a Gran. Behind you is a droid. An assassin droid of some sort. Next to the droid is an Athorian. And then there's also another Rodian, a little bit smaller than the one that is in front of you guys. So again, to the front of you is the Duros and the Rodian. To the side is a Gran, behind you is a robot and an Athorian, and then to the other side of you is another Rodian. And you guys are surrounded.
As a free action, Kale looks at the girl Duro and it's like, just a chest pound, and is like, what's up?
Bobo! Two middle fingers.
Good, so she's unarmed.
While holding her pistols.
I was like, so she's unarmed.
Or whatever she has.
A big-ass fucking sniper rifle.
Yeah, she has that on her shoulder.
Oh, fuck.
And she goes, middle finger to you.
That's not nice.
Caleb, initiative.
24.
Chubrub.
28.
Samone.
27.
Marky.
25.
And Britt.
18.
Okay, first is Chubrub.
All right. So this guy right here, what does he have?
The heavy Rodian?
The heavy Rodian, yeah. What's he armed with?
He's got a blaster rifle.
Okay. I'm actually going to use my move action to whip a blue ball at him.
Okay.
39?
Yeah, that's going to hit.
And he takes 20 damage on the nose. And then I'm going to pick him up with the force and whip him into his homie.
Oh, okay.
Which homie? The Duros?
The Graham?
Of the Graham?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a 26.
That's a for sure hit.
All right. And then the second target, the person I'm flinging against, it's against their reflex.
Who are you flinging him into? The Graham?
The Graham, yeah.
Yeah, that hits.
30 damage to the both of them.
Yeah, they get proned for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Next up after that is my main man, Samon.
The one that he did, the 52, I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and Hunter's Mark and shoot him right in the face.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So that's the Rodian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
32 to hit.
Wait, which one?
The Rodian that is on the ground?
Oh, well, fuck yeah, that's a hit.
God yeah. Damn. I mean, without a doubt.
35 damage.
Oh, my God. God, yes. You fucking annihilate this dude.
Yeah, so this big Rodian just gets thrown into his buddy, the Gran. And as he's laying there, Sawbone turns from like 10 feet away, just blasts him in the head. His head explodes.
Nice.
Like pops like a balloon and splatters his friend next to him, who was writhing in pain, is now also screaming. Because the guy next lying next to him, his head just blew up.
Next up is Marky.
I'm going to stroll my ass up here.
Leisurely.
Leisurely.
Well, maybe more than leisurely, but you with purpose.
Yeah, I wink as I'm walking up to him and pull out that lightsaber.
It's the female Duros.
Oh, so I you wink hard. At her? I wink hard.
Both eyes.
And then I ignite. with both eyes. And I'm going to go ahead with a power attack. That's 29.
Yeah, that hits.
That's 35 damage.
That's a buttload of damage.
Yes, sir.
Good Lord. All right, so yeah, you just slash her across the chest with your lightsaber. It hurts pretty bad. Kale, go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and... What's this guy over here, the Grand?
That's a Rhodian. Look at what it actually is.
It is for what it actually is? Okay.
Yeah, they are all... Oh, we're so used to not...
Yeah, we're so used to placement.
They are exactly the species they are.
I've got both guns drawn. Focus both barrels at this guy. It's a 23 for the first shot.
Yeah, it's a hit.
I pop him once.
Okay.
If that first one hit, this second one definitely hit. That is a 31.
You got him.
Got him. I'm gonna pop him both times. 27 damage for that first roll. 26 damage for the second shot.
No shit.
Yeah, I'm blasting.
Wow.
Blasting on him.
Blasting makes me.
He's dead. Pop, pop. Yeah, you kill, just baby. Fucking I'm, lit him up.
I'm aiming for the crotchal region.
Well then, yeah, the first one hit the right and the second one hit the left.
Oh, I am so sorry. I meant to go another couple of rounds. I have.
Next up, it's actually the female Duro. She is going to jetpack up, up, and away, which I believe attack will give you an attack of opportunity.
And with improved battle strike, your battle strike is still active, as is your power attack.
28 for attack.
28 hits.
Okay.
Shit.
34 damage.
Whoa, shit. Yeah, you slash her again for a good one right across the torso as she's flying up and away from you.
Where are you jetpacking?
She's not dead, but she does not look good. But she is jetpacking.
She don't feel good either.
Straight up, and she is going to take her big-ass rifle and shoot you in the face.
Oh, cool. Please whip it right back at her. Please.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to deflect that back.
That's a 30.
Shit.
That's a 22.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. So, yeah, she blasts you for 36 damage.
Good night.
Like I said, it's a big, big-ass sniper rifle. Next up is Ryla.
So I'm going to use a force roll and draw closer. 30.
Who are you doing it to?
Thorian.
The Thorian?
Mm-hmm.
It was a. You said 30?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Ho, ho, ho.
So I draw him closer, and I'm going to attack him with my lightsaber.
Okay.
So it's a 29.
That's also a hit.
14.
So 14 slashing damages. You slash him with a glancing blow across the shoulder as you pull him in with your use the force. He is unhappy about that attack.
Could I use my acrobats to try to roll behind him?
You can.
Yeah, you still have a move. So, yeah, okay. Roll acrobatics.
22.
Hell yeah. Put yourself where you want him.
Yep.
Okay, so now you're behind him.
Yeah.
All right, next up is... Aha, the droid. The droid is going to attack Sawbone. That's a miss. But the droid is going to, after firing on you, run up on you. Next up is the Athorian. He's going to whip around and utilizing that nasty bayonet on his rifle, he is going to slash at you.
Deal block.
Block it.
Oh, yeah.
So he rolled a 28. You have to beat his attack roll with your use the force check.
19, 18, so that's 37.
Good
hell
Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so you block his attack with your lightsaber. And since it's not a vibroblade, it slices his weapon in half. Next up after him is the Gran, who is finally going to get up off of the fucking ground. Let's see, it was Chub Rub that fucked his world up, so it's Chub Rub that he will attack.
Bring it, bitch.
He pulls out two pistols.
Oh, bring it, motherfucker.
Nat 20.
Okay. I am going to negate energy and negate the damage.
He does have that.
You do have that.
You do that.
That is an option.
41 on my use of force check, so I can negate up to 41 points of damage.
Well, you negate it. He misses the second shot.
I'm going to use my ability that whenever I successfully negate, I get to activate a force power, and I am going to move object him right into the robot. And that's a nat 20. By the way,
nobody gets to see this at home.
That's a nat 20, which means I get to activate a second force power for free.
Fuck you.
He's OP.
I've had that talent for like 5 levels and I've never gotten to use it once.
So you moved him into the robot?
Yeah, I'm going to sling him into the droid. And then use my second move object to sling him into the Athorian.
Fuck.
Jesus.
49 to the robot and the Grand on the first impact. Oh, I actually have to roll for the second move object. That one is a 27.
That actually does not hit.
Okay, then I'm just going to deal the damage to the Grand if he's still alive.
So you're just going to fling the Grand, like what, at a wall?
Just at the ground next to the Athorian.
Okay.
Because whenever he stands up, that means Brittany gets to slash him. If he survives,
if he fucking survives.
Yeah, thanks.
He might just be a pile of meat.
That's the goal. 26 on the second one. I'd be really surprised if that Grand's still alive.
You overkilled him by like 24 points.
So Grand Jelly.
He is just a pile of ground Gran on the ground. And we're back up to the top with Chub Rub. Yeah, it's now your turn.
It's your turn.
What the you broken motherfucker.
That's insane.
Yeah. Chub Rub's just going to whip some blue balls at the robot.
What?
Smart.
That one is a 31. And that one is more than that.
That's a hit.
13 for the first one, and weirdly, 13 for the second one.
Yeah, we'll just say that the two of them fry the droid completely, and it just spazzes out and falls to the ground, smoking and sparking.
All right. Trebrob just kind of claps his little paws together, and then is like, huh? Huh? Huh?
Yeah, he just like took out two people. Back to back.
Mm-hmm. I give you a slow clap.
Yeah, well,
next
you
up
probably don't.
Is Sawbone.
What's left?
The Athorian, whose back is to you, and then flying in the area is
shoot
the Duros.
Someone out of the sky for fun, and I'll put out my lightsaber so they can just fall on it.
If someone's back's to me, I'm just going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot them right in the back of the head.
Oh, so not my idea. That's fine.
That's a nat 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. So roll damage.
He might not be dead.
He
might not be dead.
80 damage.
But, yeah.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bolt hits him in the back of the head and travels out the front and just splatters Ryla with brains.
Think about how their heads are. Like they're like long like this, so it hits
and curve.
Hits in the back, travels all the way through, and yeah, it just everywhere. Nice. And all over her. As the bolt continues, like, over her head because...
I wipe guts and blood out of my eyes.
Yeah.
And, like...
My bad.
This is a first of many for you.
We got a chance to use his bellow attack.
Y'all, I feel like this is the most one-sided fight we've had. There's been a lot of crits.
Yeah, seriously. There's been a lot of nat 20s tonight.
Next up is Marky.
I stand looking up at my enemy, and I just start jumping and swinging. As I try to attack.
Give an acrobatics check. Try and jump at her. Yeah.
29.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. We'll say that
Kenobi's got ups.
You got some ups, son. And roll an attack.
26 to attack.
That's a hit.
Yay.
Roll damage.
21.
21.
Yeah.
So you leap up and do like a spinning like backslash. And just slice her in half. And her legs fall to the ground with you as you land.
Does her torso
and her upper,
fly
can I do her it? Upper half just goes flying off wildly because it's still attached to a jetpack.
Can I do it? And can I do a superhero land? And then I slowly look up and I say, flirting.
Yeah. And in the background of this, like, you know, shot of you, like, flirting.
And yeah, she explodes.
Into the side of a building and explodes. Uh-huh. And you guys get back to the Tin Sparrow. Marnosh Pox waves you goodbye. And you guys take off and, I guess, head towards Drummond Koss. So you guys are on the Tin Sparrow. You're flying the like 2.5 weeks to Drummond Kos because it is on the other corner of the galaxy. It is actually pretty close to Korriban, which is where you guys were a couple of weeks ago at this point. What are you guys doing?
Did Ryla finish the Space Transformers movies?
Oh, surely.
No, don't remind me.
Ow!
Yes. I'm just kidding.
We're going.
I'm pretty sure I finished them the first time.
Yeah, and since then, you've made her watch Wookiee Nights. Also,
my favorite.
Probably the best.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
Is that because you saw my dong at the end? My Clem dong? Oh.
No, not that.
That was my least favorite part of the movie.
Don't worry, that's fake. Trust me, it's a lot smaller. We've seen his jorts.
I rewound and paused it.
I signed a poster for him.
Yeah. The poster of that?
Yeah, he had that especially made. It was really, really awkward.
PN15 took it down.
Yeah, he keeps taking it down.
No, PN15's on a Roomba right now.
Well, yeah. This is before.
So you could be hanging it. Speaking of PN15, I think Shabrub's going to attach a little Bluetooth speaker and a toaster to the top of the
So you can still make breakfast.
So you can still make breakfast.
We'll toast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Play some music. Mix
Why don't you do something PN useful, Roomba. Like fix his body?
I'm working on it.
Instead of modify his
head.
You gotta
get the parts. It's a time. You know, it takes time.
You got 2 weeks, bud.
Yeah, where are we going to come up with these body parts?
Yeah, we
though?
Need to stop by Droids R Us or get on Spamazon and order some parts.
So I guess we're just going to fly to Drummond Kos.
Yep. So you guys arrive at Drummond Kos. You come out of hyperspace. Below you, you see the planet, and it is foresty, and you can see there's storms all over the atmosphere and stuff. It's just a stormy, dark-looking planet. Give me some perception checks as you fly over the planet.
Wow, that's a nat 1 right off the bat. Get that out of the way.
I've got a 25.
34.
I got a 1.
33 for Chubrub.
Everyone's in the cockpit because you guys are looking down on this planet as you fly over it. Sawbone and Chubrub, you guys are able to see what looks like a city in the distance. And as you get closer, you see that it looks abandoned, like it's been overgrown by the forest. In my head, I've been picturing, like The Last of Us. If you guys ever played that, where it's just these cities
overgrown.
And stuff. Yeah, there's trees and moss and plant life and stuff growing out of these old buildings and stuff. So you guys fly over the city, and you don't see anywhere with enough space to land your ship. And you guys fly around a little bit, and you finally come across what looks like the old spaceport. And you're able to get close to it. But as that happens, the lightning and the storm is just terrible outside. And you guys are fighting the wind. So Sawbone, give me a pilot check.
19.
Okay.
22, then 8.
Okay, so what's it, like a plus 2? So it's 21?
Yeah.
All right, so as you guys are flying and about to land down at the spaceport, a bolt of lightning slams into the ship. And you see your shields just drain all the way down. And suddenly you hear some pops and minor explosions from the engine room. And the ship kind of sinks very quickly and slams down into the docking bay.
Chubrub surges back to the engine room.
Okay. You get back there and give me a perception check.
31.
All right. You see there's some fire. And again, just minor mechanical fire, nothing that would necessarily spread and take out the ship. But you notice that the hyperdrive engine is busted and no longer working.
I'm going to engineering to try and get our shields back up.
Okay.
28.
So you guys get the fire under control and you get the shields recharging. They'll take a couple hours to recharge.
Hey, the hyperdrive's also fucked.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You guys are now in the spaceport. And from the cockpit, whoever's up there, you guys can see that there are 4 ships in this spaceport.
They look like they're in working order.
Yeah,
are they dilapidated?
There are 2 that look a little corroded and may not be working. And then there's 2 more that they look like they could be in working order. You just have to go check them out. And that's where I bring you to the map. So the big shape right in front of Daniel is the Tin Sparrow. The ship next to Rogeres
is a loaf of bread.
Yeah. That one looks like it could be in working condition. The 2 smaller ships, those are the ones that look a little corroded. They don't look as shiny and usable. They look rusted, and all these ships have vines and moss growing on them. And then the ship that's closer to Caleb also looks like it could be possibly could be in working condition.
Can we salvage hyperdrives off any of the ships? Or
you would have to go find one, yes.
Well, let's go salvage parts.
Okay.
I put on a very bright pink rain slicker.
What's our salvaging friend's name?
Taco.
Taco, yeah. Is he still with us?
Yep.
Taco!
I mean, this is like his job to like scavenge and scrounge. He might be good at it.
Grab the toolkit, Taco!
Stop making Brenner. Get your ass down here and help out.
You guys need to decide what you want. You want your Brenner? Always, or what? I mean, goddamn.
Well, I need your scavenging abilities now.
If we're hungry, we can have some Spegos. I got PN-15 hooked up.
And then I reach down and I just like fucking like push them in there and just fucking.
Ooh!
I told you about that. Nope. Don't make it weird.
Don't make it weird.
You made me weird, so this is 100% on you. You shouldn't have attached those cables to where you did, because now I can feel it.
This is an abomination.
I mute PN-15 and then start bumping some music on the speaker.
You tell Taco to go get his tools, so he goes and he runs back to wherever he's staying. I guess in the engine, he's in the engine room. No, he's in the cargo hold. So he goes back there and he comes out and he's got a little hard hat on with a little light on top. And he's got like a little tool belt and like a satchel.
All right, fellas, let's go do this.
All right, lead the way. That way, if there's any traps, you hit them first.
What's up?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Bring it on. No, let's go.
I have confidence in your leadership abilities.
So, you guys get off the Ten Sparrow. Which ship do you want to go to first?
The Loaf of Bread.
The Loaf of Bread. As you guys approach the Loaf of Bread, you see that name sprawled on the side.
Doesn't that say peace and water?
Shut up.
It's in a language that everybody can read, and he still says.
It's yeast and flour.
God damn it.
So you guys, as you begin to approach that ship, you can see behind it that there is an elevator that would lead down to like the main level of the spaceport. So you guys approach the ship.
Do I smell anything?
You do not smell anything, no. The boarding ramp is down, but the door is shut. And you approach it, and it seems like it's, I don't want to say sealed, but like it's been there for a long time. So you guys want to give me some mechanics checks? Those who have mechanics and or use computer.
Chubrub starts taking out bricks of detonite.
Taco's like,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, man. We want to, you don't blow the ship up.
Just the door.
I got a 30 mechanics.
I got this. I do a Jedi jump onto the ramp because Jedi jump is just like my Jedi jump is just like a regular jump. That's it.
Cool. All right. So someone got a 30 on his mechanics. Did you
29 on use computer?
Okay.
No, but for real, I got this. I walk up to the door and I pull my lightsaber out.
Mm-hmm.
And I pause for a minute. And I'm shaking my head like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shaking my head like, no.
And then I tap just the lightsaber butt of it against the panel. Nothing happens.
Are you trying to fawn the ship?
Yeah. So to the side, Sawbone and Kale have been working on like the panel to get the door to open. So the second you tap it with the, it slides open.
Oh my God.
Because of the work that they did.
And I turn around and I pose and I'm like, you're welcome.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thanks.
And I strut in.
You guys, you enter the ship, and the inside is just as like fucked up as the outside. It's rusty and dusty and
musty.
And musty. As you guys board the ship, you also see that like part of the roof of this ship is like not necessarily missing. Like it's not a giant hole or anything, but you can see where some of the outer hull has been like ripped off. So rain and whatnot has come in, and so the inside's pretty gross and again covered in moss. And so you guys kind of just look around this ship. There's nothing of importance in the main areas of this ship or the cabins of the ship, but you and Taco do make it down to the engine room, where you can see that it looks like the hyperdrive engine is there and the parts you need.
Nice.
Give me a perception check.
25.
Yeah, 25.
29.
Damn. All right. Good job, everybody.
27.
Even Mark Anobi knows that you guys open the panel and you can see the hyperdrive engine and this ship is unstable. You can try to stabilize it and pull the parts you need, or you can try another ship.
Stabilize it.
I mean, we got three other chances.
Yeah, but we could just stabilize this one and be done.
But what if we don't?
Who cares? We'll move on.
Then we all explode, Nub Nuts.
Yeah, you can't stabilize it. You don't know until you install it into our ship.
Let's try.
Even I know that, and I'm dumb.
Let's give it a go.
I just wanted to be on record that you acknowledged it.
What?
I recorded it.
Do what?
That you're dumb.
Who said that?
He's not dumb.
I play my little data pad back.
Even I know that, and I'm dumb.
Did you splice together words of mine to make me say something?
It's a very convincing deep fake.
What are y'all doing?
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
I think we should vote, because this is a dumb idea.
I mean, let's just do it.
Kale, you're the one that knows how to do the things with the ships.
So you're going
to
try and stabilize this?
Yeah. 31.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm a mechanic boy. I get the right sockets and the right Allen wrenches.
All of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys are able to stabilize and get the drive out.
Nice.
I tap it with my lightsaber.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
It works. You're welcome.
He does it again.
He's just coming over, like, banging on everything. Hey.
Hey.
All right. So you guys all pitch in to carry this engine back over to the 10 Sparrow. It's not the, like the whole the engine. It's just like the part that you saw was damaged. So.
I used the force to help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay. Give me some use of force checks then. Let's see if you actually do got that.
35.
28.
I pretend like I'm carrying it by myself.
Oh, look at that muscle.
You're under it with your back.
Oh,
on your back.
Heavy. Hey, please don't drop this.
I got a 30.
While he's carrying it, I look over at all the other force sensors. Like, so we let down on it. Lift it, lift it.
Hey, put your back into it.
I got this. I didn't have a good breakfast.
Yes, you did. I fed you.
So you guys get it back onto the 10 Sparrow, and Taco's like,
I'll work on this while y'all go do whatever you're doing, because this will take a couple hours, so I'll work on this.
Hey, thanks.
Do not fuck up my engine room.
What's my engine room now, too?
I said what I said.
Can you not blow up the ship?
All right.
Taco, you want me to do it?
No. No. No.
You're okay, Mark. You're good.
Okay.
You're coming with us.
I've been real good.
You're coming with us.
I could just do tap, tap. It should work.
It won't, but... It won't.
You don't know that.
It won't.
So you guys, I guess, get off the 10 Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's still all these other ships for you to explore if you want, or you can ignore them and go down the elevator.
I mean, what if we find some stuff on those ships?
Explore. Yeah. I want some treasure.
So you guys approach that first smaller ship that's right next to the 10 Sparrow, and the boarding ramp is down. The door on this one is open, and you guys enter this small ship. Only about two of you can really fit on it and have enough space to look around. So who's going on that ship?
Well, I mean, Chubbs could probably just get on my back.
And, that's fair.
And Mark Kenobi can go in with
me. I was going to guard, but yeah, I'll go in too. Yeah.
All right. I'm busy walking around smashing all the clay pots.
You found one gold coin one time, and it wasn't even on this planet.
You never know. Smash.
All right, so give me some perception checks while you guys are searching about this ship.
Nat 20.
32.
21.
Okay. Chubrub finds in a little like locked chest sort of thing. He breaks it open and finds 2,000 credits. Sawbone goes into the cockpit and finds like a center console sort of thing where he flips it open and finds a rusty lightsaber hilt. He pulls it out and it just kind of falls apart.
Is the crystal still in it?
Yeah, the crystals are in it. The energy cells are broken, but there is a usable red color crystal.
Ooh, yeah. I take that crystal.
You're breaking clay pots in there?
Yeah!
I'm drawing...
You find nothing.
Stick. I was drawing stick figures on the dust walls.
Yeah. And again, the inside of this ship, since like the door was open and stuff, it's mildewy and there's moss and shit growing inside of here. This is
Let's get the hell out of this one. Let's go check the other ones.
All right. So while you guys are on the other ship, Kale stops breaking pots long enough to go into the other ship with Ryla.
There might be pots there.
Give me some perception checks, the two of you.
Got a 19.
19, okay. Yeah.
24.
Okay. Ryla finds 500 credits.
Nice.
Which pot did you break?
But Kale comes across a sealed container.
I announce that I've found a sealed container.
You kind of poke at it, and eventually it unlocks itself. And you open it up, and you pull out two black cloaks that are like in perfect condition. Ooh. Because they've been sealed.
Let's come out wearing these.
Yeah. Scare the shit out of these guys.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Pranks. Let me get my data pad out. We can record it.
And underneath the two black cloaks, there is a data pad underneath. It has the journals of whoever's ship this was.
Boo, boring.
I throw it away. What? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I want to read those.
Here you go, nerd.
I'm curious. I like to gather information.
You get the information. Oh, look at these sick-ass cloaks.
There are three like entries that you can read before the rest of the files are like corrupted because of the amount of time.
Sure. Weather damage.
I can read them to you, or, I mean, it's whatever.
Read them.
Can I read them? Let's hear it.
I mean, you can read them if you want to read them.
Press B.
Yeah, she is reading.
She's reading it, so here you go.
Anybody interested in this log? I know Kale's not.
I mean, I just want to know the juicy deets.
I want them cliff notes.
Let's see.
What happened? Nothing.
It happened. I can't believe it actually happened. Our emperor was struck down. The Republic and the Jedi infiltrated our planet and slayed him.
That's so disrespectful.
I'm going to force throw a rock at Mark.
He's in another ship and suddenly something hits him in the back of the head.
Are they still in that other ship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey!
Sorry, Rala. Please continue.
Yeah, continue. Whoever that was very rude.
Yeah, some asshole.
So I can't tell what year this is exactly. Like, how current is this? To
a long
what?
Time ago.
Okay.
In a galaxy far, is that far what? Away.
I didn't put years because, like, everything in Star Wars is dated back, like, before, because it goes, like, yeah, before the Battle of Yavin is how they date stuff. So it's like, I can't say this is 2000 BBY, because to them it wasn't 2000 BBY. But it's about 1,000 years before you guys get there. So the diaries that she reads tell of the, like, kind of the fall of the Sith Empire that used to live here on Dromund Kaas about 1,000 years before you guys showed up. And in the end, it talks about this person, I guess, who used to work for the council was trying to escape as things just broke down and people started, like, killing each other and a revolt started happening against the Dark Council. And they were like, if I don't get out of here alive, whoever finds this, I hope you can make use of my holocron collection on Megiddo.
We gotta go to Megiddo.
A mojito?
Yo, I could dig a mojito. Who's making them?
No, Megiddo. Mosquito? No, there's a planet called Megiddo.
You're doing keto?
I always do keto. All I eat is meat.
So she reads that and relays the information. You guys finish up on both of your ships. Do you guys put those black cloaks on?
Yeah, we definitely put the cloaks on.
Okay, so you all get off your ships at the same time. And
I notice them, and I ignite the saber, and I run straight for them.
Enemies! Shoot them!
Chubrub just fucking force thrusted both of them.
Make the attacks.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Well, and may I note, as I'm walking out, I'm clacking my whip.
The red lightsaber whip.
Yeah. My hands are above my head.
are you, a ghost?
All right, so Marky's dashing at them. Chubrub does a force thrust. What was your attack?
It was a 30.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm guessing that beats both of your reflexes. Okay, roll damage.
Oh, shit.
It's not a lot. It's only like 2d6.
Yeah. You
it's
guys.
Only 2d6.
It's only up to 12 points.
Two sixes?
Two tens. He hit me for 10 points of damage.
Okay. So you guys fly back and the hoods are like thrown off. And so that, you know, y'all can see that it's your friends as they hit the back of the ship and comically slide down.
It's just a prank, bro. It's just a prank, bro.
And I was real close. What are you guys doing?
You know that we're very, very, very sensitive about Sith, all right?
We just had a force ghost like threaten us and stuff. What are you doing?
We can't go 2 months without force ghosts fucking with us.
Something hit me in the back of the head earlier?
Oh, you bitches. Oh, you sons of bitches.
You guys okay?
Yeah, we're good.
I feel 12 less of something.
I help them up.
Oh. I pick up the 12 credits that you dropped and hand them back.
Cool cloaks, by the way.
Thank you.
I thought you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a snappy little look.
Yeah.
One more ship?
You guys regroup and you start to approach the last ship. It's a pretty big ship. And again, it looks like it's in decent condition. Still covered in moss, still old and decrepit. But you guys notice as you get close, you start to smell that animal smell.
Chub.
And Chubrub, more than any of y'all, it's just, you're just like bombarded by it. Like, you can smell that there's something living in that ship.
My hackles are up.
Should we even go in there?
Nope. Let's just blow this fucking one up and move on.
Okay, you guys can just ignore it if you want.
Yeah,
there's critters in that one.
Listen.
There could be cloaks.
If there's anything that's taught us anything, It's that there's a nice bunch of treasure where there's critters.
That's true.
That's true.
We could go kill that critter.
Let's
it's
do it.
It's not like you to turn down meat.
I mean, that's true, but...
Does it smell good?
This could be new meat.
You smell something, boy?
I do.
You want to go kill this thing?
All right, goddammit.
I light my lightsaber.
Same. Wait.
Wait.
What?
I take out my dual pistols.
Did you trade?
We did like a wife swap situation.
This is going to be fun.
Good luck.
This is going to go very poorly, I think.
Mm-hmm. As you guys approach the ship, a Yozus squeezes out the front door.
Oh, shit, a Yozus!
For those at home listening, I have a very hard to describe. Kind of like a Triceratops bug thing that are really fucking big. They are in the Old Republic video game, if you've played that.
Looks like some chitin.
They are big. They are big motherfuckers. This one kind of like, you know, kind of squeezes its way out the door. You have stumbled across a Yozus nest.
Hello.
And
a nest?
Yeah.
And so there are more
are there
than
babies?
One?
Well,
is this the mother?
That yes. B's got a thing to say, and we're going to get some characters. We're going to pause the recording here in a second, but go ahead and B, say the thing you.
Oh,
you
we're going to do that first? Okay. Yeah.
Roll initiative.
Hey. Hey. No, don't. You know what? Don't I need to get a clean tape. No, I'm good.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of 8-Bit Saga. I told you it wouldn't be a month and a half before the next episode dropped, so suck it. No, that's mean. I apologize. I don't mean that. Let's just keep talking about the stuff we need to talk about. If you like what you're listening to, make sure to go check out other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network, such as the 8-Bit Geek, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. You can find links to all of those shows over on the 8-Bit Geek website, which is the8bitgeek.com. There you'll find links to our Discord, which you should join. You'll find links to our Threadless store with shirts and stickers and all that cool shit. You'll find a link to the 8-Bit Geek's Patreon, where you get exclusive episodes of the 8-Bit Geek and Saga, as well as the daily show, The Diner. You also get the brand new episodes of 8-Bit Brawl the day before they go live on our YouTube page. One of the recent episodes was an 8-Bit Saga Money in the Bank challenge. You guys should go watch that and see who wins. It's like Chubrub versus Marky versus Sawbone versus Space Jesus. So go check that out on our YouTube channel. You can find that at The 8-Bit Geek. But if you want to support the show directly, we also have our own Patreon, which is at patreon.com/8bitsaga. And there you'll get extended episodes of 8-Bit Saga and some of the comics and stuff that we've been working on and some other fun stuff that we currently have in the works. So go check that out. And let's real quick, let's go thank all of our patrons. So here we go. We got Adriana, Amber, Brent, Brittany, Bryce, Chabulo, Dylan, George, Gonoff, Jeff, Jordan, Katie, Lauren, Leonard, Mandatory Username, Matthew, Mauricio, Milo, Odin, Random, Scott, Sean, Snorkel, Taylor, and Zeke. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We are doing some great stuff with the money this next month. We're getting a custom table made for the show, and we're very excited about that. And it's only possible because of the donations that you guys give us through Saga. So thank you so much for that. Greatly appreciate it. And if you want to join, you can join for as little as a dollar. You pretty much just get a thank you in these episodes. But for $5, you get the extended episodes and all that fun stuff. We do have some other tiers that are more just for bragging rights right now as we kind of figure out what all we want to give you guys. So again, patreon.com/8bitsaga. Go check that out. You can also find us on Facebook at The 8-Bit Geek. You can find us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. And if you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, we'll name a character after you. I don't believe there are any named characters in this episode. No, I don't think so. If there are, I'm sorry, I missed you. Like how I missed Crux Plum last week. Crux Plum was also named after a listener, Plummeting Penguins, or at Crux36. I included the name in the tweet, but I did not name it on the show, so I apologize. But here you go. I'm sorry that it's late, but any hoozles, as the brave taco always says, just thank you all for sharing the show and spreading the word to your friends and family and fellow D&D nerds and podcast listeners. this is the greatest way that we promote the show is through word of mouth. So we appreciate you all so much. I'm going to stop talking. I'm recording this very late at night and I'm tired and I am ready to get going. So let me just end this with, we're doing the Q&A episode March 7th. So you have until, let's say March 6th at 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time to get your questions in. We have a fuck ton of great questions so far from everywhere, from Discord to Patreon to Twitter to Facebook. If you want to get your questions in, you can send them a number of different ways. All the ways I just listed, plus you can email me. You can find my email on the website. So email us, tweet us, Discord us, Facebook us. Just get your questions to us. Again, we have a ton already, but we want to answer them all. So whatever you've got, send them in. That's March 6th is the deadline for that. So get them in. All right. We're excited to record that episode and we'll have that one out as soon as possible. All right. I believe that's it. So let's get back to it. I believe the crew is about to enter another battle and man, Droman Cost is a lot of fun. So hope you guys enjoy it. We'll see you next time.
Let me get them initiative rolls, Caleb.
19?
23.
30.
18.
Now, who has the higher initiative?
I have a plus 11.
10.
Okay, so Marky, then Ryla.
You know, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one anyway.
First up, Saboon.
Yeah. Cool, 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 cool.
So it is busted through the door. You guys are positioned wherever you were standing. And Saboon, you got a direct shot, man.
I am. All right, well, I'm going to take aim and use that eye, and I'm going to aim for its left eye.
Oh, going for the eyeball.
Attack roll is a 26.
Yeah, that's definitely a hit.
Definitely a hit.
Nice.
26 damage, and it goes down one on the condition trap.
Okay.
In its eyeball.
So Ed has blinded it in one eye.
Nice.
And it is now Chubrub's turn.
I'm going to grip it good. 34.
I mean, yeah, man.
I'm going to hold it still so Caleb can wail on it with a lightsaber. 12 damage, and it can only take a single swift action on his next turn.
Okay, so the swift action is true, but this has a hard outer carapace, so it reduces the amount of damage that you do. After Chubb is Kale.
Oh,
and you have
snap.
Marky's lightsaber.
And I have Marky's
lightsaber. Oh, God.
And I press that power button. And I say, by the power of Kale Skull.
I've just got this huge smile on my face because I'm like, this is going to go horribly wrong.
They call me Mark Hale Nobi.
I strike it with the force of 1,000 galaxies. Suns. The 1,000 black holes.
So, all right, roll it. What'd you roll? Was it a one?
Would I even add it to?
Was it a one?
No,
oh.
It was a three.
So you add your base attack
and
your strength modifier.
A 15.
It's a total of a 15.
It's also gripped, and it's and down on the condition track.
It's down one on the condition track, but you get like a negative 5 or a negative 10?
Negative 4. So
negative
4
for not so yeah having 11. Proficiency, so
sweet,
it's an 11.
A sweet 11 to
so
attack it.
So that's a swing and a miss.
I say, back you foul creature.
All right, next up is Mark. Let's
Seven
see it.
Wasted.
So I raise both of my pistols and I say, this one's Paula. And this one's Dean. And I kiss him.
Paula Dean?
Oh my god. It's because they shoot like butter.
Because you're cooking up a storm.
Cooking up a storm.
It's the butter shooter.
The booter shooter.
The booter shooter.
So, Jer, are you going to fire with both of them?
I'm going to. Kale is right in front of me. So I'm gonna come down on his shoulders, on his shoulders, and my head is gonna go right next to his face.
It's a kiss.
and I go, "Excuse me."
By all means.
And I aim, and I'm going to shoot him in the dick.
You can't do that from this angle, but...
I'm going to shoot him in the... His dick is on his chin.
The dick chin. The old dick chin.
Good old dick chin.
Yeah, the chin is the dick of the face.
It's got like little...
Yeah, I think those are dicks. It's got face dicks. So I'm going to hit those things.
Face Super's face dicks?
Face dicks.
All right. So roll your d20, add your base attack.
Yeah, it's kind of like a spider in a way.
And
like
your dex modifier.
Okay.
Was it a three also?
Five.
Yes. Oh,
it's a five.
Fantastic.
15.
Oh my god.
Do you have like a zero dex?
Huh?
You have a zero dex?
I have a plus one dex.
Does he also okay.
have a plus
negative?
One strength?
Yeah, so that's a negative four for not having proficiency. And then another, like, even bigger negative for dual wielding.
Okay.
I think it's
negative,
minus
it's like a negative 10. 14.
Yep. Yep.
Cumulative negative 14 to your attacks. You get another one, so roll that one.
Okay.
Come on, baby.
It's the same thing.
It's another five?
Yeah.
You both miss. Like, hard.
It's right in front of me.
Yeah, no, literally, it's right in front of me.
You could just walk up and put the barrel to it.
You should probably just trade your weapons.
So if the space gods would allow me, I would like to drop them into his hands very dramatically and in slow motion.
Yeah.
All right, both of you roll a d20, adding your dex bonus.
Yeah.
Hey, this isn't working. It's a 14.
Okay. 14.
14.
All right,
you know what? I'll allow it. So
bad.
Mark and Obi drops the guns in front of Kale, and Kale throws the lightsaber into the air and catches his pistols as Mark and Obi catches his lightsaber.
Little backstory.
Strike a pose?
We've been practicing this move. We've been practicing with each other's weapons for 7 months, and this is the only thing that we couldn't get right was the transfer of the weapons. And that's the only thing we nailed this time.
Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
You should reload your guns that don't reload.
chick.
and I go, welcome back.
I missed you, babies. I say, mwah, Gordon, mwah, Ramsey.
Gordon and Ramsey? I like it. All right, Ryla, let's see what you got.
Well, first, I'm just shaking my head in defeat
as you
already.
Should. That was... they both whiffed spectacularly.
Please. So after their little display, does Chubb still have a grip on this guy?
This thing is
he's just stuck, kind of.
Okay, so I
have
him.
I bet he's not going nowhere.
Yeah, I'm just gonna like run up with my saber and go for a swift
swipe
to the neck.
Swippity swipe.
Just like, let me show you how it's done, idiots.
Oh no!
What'd you roll?
It was a one.
It was a one.
Oh,
oh no!
I thought those guys were doing bad. Fucking fail! I trip over my cloak.
These cloaks are a jinx.
Sawbone, you see this bullshit?
This is fucking bullshit.
There's no like failure chart or anything for this game, so it's just a missed attack.
I'm right up under him.
Yeah, you just whiffed it. So next up is the thing, and it can only get one swift action.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to like squeal in protest or whatever noise or that fucking thing might make.
Maybe it laughs at three fucking fails. Yeah.
It just shakes its head and turns around.
You guys had me real scared when you shot my eye out and held me still, but
not gonna lie.
Now I'm feeling a little better about my chances.
All right, it's back around to Sawbone.
Cool. Well, I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and try and shoot it in the other eye. That is a 30 to the attack.
Well, yeah.
42 damage.
Yeah, buddy.
Jesus
Christ.
Okay. And it went down one again on the condition.
Yeah, you have effectively blinded it. It is -2 on the condition track. All right, Chubb, are you maintaining your grip?
I am maintaining my grip. I'll roll for it.
Yeah, roll again.
35. Four damage, yeah.
All right, it can't do anything.
With my free hand, I'm going to take out some jerky and just nibble and watch this insanity go down.
Chubbs, can't you do something? Come on.
I am doing something. I'm letting them practice.
Kale.
I'm already pretty close to
it. You're point blank. Yeah.
I'm just going to shove my guns up in its buns. Nope. Up in its buns. Mouth. Is the buns of the mouth.
I wouldn't put it in its mouth.
Mandible.
I mean, yeah, you get your gun, you're point blank.
I'm point blank. Either way. I'm just going to point right down its gullet.
The pull trick.
Yep. Point right out its blank. Pull triggies. Those are 24.
That's a hit.
It's a 32.
Also a hit. Let's see it. Let's see that. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
First shot is a 26.
26?
Yep. And then the second shot is 22. 26 and 22.
Well, you take it down another one on the condition track.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's at a -3 on the condition track. You hit it in part of its hard outer carapace, so the damage was reduced, but you still did a massive chunk. Next up is Marky.
It's time.
30 to attack.
30 to attack. That's a definite hit.
That's 32 damage.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you run up. Did you slash it? Did you stab it?
I noticed the hard candy shell, and I wanted to go around that.
How many licks from the lightsaber does it take
so
to
you're going
to
around the hard
so
candy
went,
shell?
I went to the,
under
the neck? The neck. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you shove your lightsaber up under the neck and just sort of, like, drag it across, and its kappa has been detated.
Yes.
Yeah, with a loud thud, the head hits the ground.
I deignite the lightsaber. I tap it twice with the butt of the lightsaber and go, hey.
As he gives the fawns, I let go of it, and it just kind of crumples to the ground behind him.
Hey, maybe we should go in and see what kind of treasure's in there.
Better be some goddamn gold.
For sure.
There might be more of those.
Yeah, there might be more.
All right, somebody give me a lightsaber. I got this.
Here you go.
It's so easy to
I hand
wield.
Her a big bag of explosives.
Yeah, everybody's drinking.
I've always
this
wanted to try these.
This week on Weapon Swap. Just
kidding. Throw it in.
So we
go
in.
Inside.
We want to go in.
Yeah, we're going in hard.
All right, you guys enter the ship and you see...
7 babies.
No.
Yum.
No, the inside of the ship is disgusting. It is a nest. There are large piles of shit and bones and rotting remains of animals that it has killed in the jungle and dragged onto the ship. The inside of the ship is all torn up, and there's...
Are there any treasures?
Even if there were, you wouldn't be able to find them amongst the nasty, gross mess of this ship.
Why am I weirdly hungry?
Yep, not going in there.
Yeah, because it's like an insect, so, I mean, it's got, like... I don't want to say, like, web, but, you know, like, there's... It's
sacky sack in
sacky
it.
Sacky sacks. There are some...
Dry skins.
There are some eggs and stuff, like, hanging
I shoot
from
them.
The ceiling.
I shoot them.
I shoot the sacks.
Sure.
That's my thing.
So they pop and explode and goo and remains fall to the floor, and it's nasty, and it stinks, and it sucks.
Ew, I'm out.
Cool, I guess we're done in here.
Y'all were the ones that wanted to come in here.
So let's go to the elevator.
All right, so you guys walk across the spaceport's landing floor, and you guys walk up to the elevator, and the doors are missing, and you guys can look down the elevator shaft. You look down, and you can actually see the like elevator car is halfway down, and it's at like a broken like angle where it's like clearly not moving. It's not falling or anything, but it's just like
jammed.
Yeah, it's just jammed in there. Now, you know, the spaceport's not very big. It's kind of like the bottom floor is like the main like lobby area, with the top floor is being where the ships land. So you're only like maybe 3 stories up. It's not very far. So
I look at Kale and I go,
"What?
Jedi jump?
What? Oh shit! I can't do those."
Everybody, give me some acrobatic checks.
I have a jetpack.
Yeah, I'm
or
jetpack. I'm just going to ride Sawbone down. I'm good.
I got a 17 acrobat, but I'm hoping my whip would help me.
I'm going to put Kale on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I have... Like, I don't
a
even
jetpack?
Have
Did you do a pilot check?
29.
I got a 21 for my acrobatic roll.
Okay. And then you're on... Chubbs is on Sawbone's
back.
Yeah,
I'm just riding the jetpack.
All right, so Sawbone with ease just lowers himself down to, like, on top of the elevator car and then kind of jumps off that and with ease lands down at the bottom. Kale kind of did the same thing with his jetpack, just down to the car and then down to the floor.
I don't know how he activated that when he was on my back.
He's carrying you.
I
he's carrying you.
But I think that I'm
doing
the work.
Jump, yeah.
Well, And so what was your acrobatics was a 21?
Yeah, 21.
Okay, so when you
Jedi jump.
Yeah, so you Jedi quote unquote Jedi jump. And it's an all right jump. And he like carries you down and you land.
Oh,
and then you Jedi jump again.
And, but as I'm coming down, my hands are out. Yeah. And I'm in like a pose of like the force is lowering me.
Yeah. Even though there's clearly like right behind you. Of the engines of the jetpack.
I love it.
And
we can't take you to anywhere.
Jedi jump.
Riley, give me another acrobatics check.
13.
Oof.
Oof.
I can do a use of force check maybe and use of force to...
Yeah, give me a use of force check just real quick.
33.
Okay, that's much better. Okay, so you hop down to the car with ease and then you're like, I'm going to do something cool. And you go to like, I'm going to jump off the wall and like do some cool stuff.
Ping pong over and slide in.
Yeah, and you kind of hit the wall a little bit harder than you intended to.
Oh.
And you kind of start to like fall down, but then you actually use the force and you... And stop.
Jedi jump.
And then like put your feet down and walk away. And you ask, so you actually do a cool like Jedi landing versus...
Yeah.
So you land right as he's landing with his arms out and Kale away. Singing Ave Marie. All right, so when you guys reach the bottom of this spaceport, it looks kind of like what you've seen elsewhere, where again, it's just the jungle is like overtaken this. It's overgrown. There is a tree growing through the center and out through this like glass window sort of thing. It's just broken. There's vines and ivy and stuff growing up the sides of the walls. You can see there's like plant life like growing from like the vendor stalls and all this stuff. Because think it's like inside of an airport.
So much so we need to be cutting it away.
No. Hacking but it just room. Has that like apocalyptic like, overgrown. Yeah. And so you guys make your way outside of the spaceport. So over by me, this right here, that is the spaceport in which you guys are walking out of. What you're looking at is a map of Dromund Kaas, essentially. Looking out from the spaceport, you just see jungle. Everything is overgrown. Give me some perception checks. Everybody.
Nat 20.
Nat 20 as well.
15.
23.
We all got that 20.
All right. So Sawbone, Markenobi, and Chubrub, you guys look around and you can kind of see the remains of a path that hasn't been completely overgrown.
Jedi vision reveals that there's a path over there that's not completely overgrown.
So you guys make your way through the jungle. Give me another perception check as you guys are walking through the jungle.
26.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, yikes.
29.
14.
34.
All right. Oh. Sawbone takes the lead because he has just got his eyes on this path and just keeps you guys going as you're making your way through. You guys come across what looks like a little swampy marsh area. It's pretty fucking gross. Give me a perception check.
29.
33. 23. 25. 12.
You're just lost. Markham is distracted by like his robes and stuff getting wet. And so he stops paying attention. And Sawbone, he sees on the other side of this little swamp. He kind of sees where the path kind of comes out of the water and continues along. So you guys make your way through this little swampy area. And right in the middle, you hear a rustling from the trees above you.
Uh-oh.
And splashing in front of you. So I'm going to give it to Sawbone because his perception is so good and he's paying so much attention. You see that land and you know it is a swamp wampa.
A swamp wampa.
A swampa.
Also known as a swampa.
Is this real?
It is a real thing.
Swamp-a-mori.
I have...
Is this real life?
Is this real life? It is covered in brown fur that kind of has like that green mossy look to it. That's kind of what they look like.
Oh, interesting.
So like a wampa that is brown. Kind of gross.
Getting menu
poop
ideas.
Poop brown.
Swampa soup.
Huh.
It bellows at you all. B.
Y'all know what to do. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
I got a 30.
Damn. Fuck yeah.
22.
16.
28.
Coming in with that 15. I still am in last.
Got them hot dice tonight.
Yeah.
Ryla, you are first.
I think I'm going to go for a force grip.
Go for a force grip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Try to just hold them still. 21.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, wow.
15.
She can keep the grip going.
So. Yeah, you can keep it going. So, yeah, it only gets a swift action.
Of course.
Yay. Next up is Sawbone.
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot that Swampa in the face. 36.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
It is 29 damage, and they go down one on the condition check.
Nice. Kale, go ahead.
I'm going to do two shots. To his old... I'm going to go for the kneecaps.
You're going
to
kneecap his ass.
The kneecaps are the groin of the leg. That's 22.
Still a hit.
25.
Both hit. What was the damage on the first one?
14.
What's the damage on the second one?
It was 16.
These both on the same kneecap?
Sure.
Cuckoo. It's not like it can move anyway. Next up is Chubrub.
So Chubrub's going to use Move Light Object as a swift action and whip a knife at him. Just like a regular little knife. Just a little D4.
Okay.
And then I'm going to jump and stab him as I land on him.
All right,
so here's the use the force check. Yeah, 36.
Now you fucked it. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Your whole plan's ruined. No, that's a hit for sure. Roll that D4.
Okay, that's 4 damage for the knife throw.
So yeah, you fling it out, and it like just sticks in his like shoulder like it's nothing.
I'm going to jump on him and grab it and
give me an athletics.
Acrobatics?
Or acrobatics.
Yeah, that's going to be a 32 acrobatics.
Oh my god. All right. So you just launch yourself through the air and you grab it.
I'm just going to try and ride it down just
All right,
just
yeah, we'll let that be your attack. Your body weight pulls it down.
It's like a 14.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm just going to grab onto the knife and just kind of hang. Just try and drag it down.
Roll damage.
Oh!
D4.
4.
4. Minus 1. Nice. 3. Minus 1. 3. Is your strength. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. With that little damage, you ride it down a little bit, and then it slides out, and you land on the ground in front of it. All right, Marky.
I'm going to sneak up from behind him, kind of like the Grinch in the animated, where he's like sneaking up behind.
Okay,
and then
I picture it.
And then I throw down a power attack on his spine.
Oh, give him the old spinal tap.
Mm-hmm. That is a 29 to attack.
That's a hit for show.
36 damage.
Ooh, that's a good amount of damage.
I melt his spine.
You don't quite melt his spine.
I mean, it's a lightsaber. It melted something.
I'll tell you what you melt.
Well, tell me then. I mean, did I graze him or something?
No, you got him good. You got him a good one.
All right.
All I'm saying is he ain't dead.
Okay.
But he can't move. So on his turn, he's going to flail impotently. And then it's back to Ryla.
Just roll that D20.
25.
How much?
That's actually 66 of damage now.
66. Nice.
34.
34 damage. All right. Somehow the pressure of your grip melts his spine.
Oh.
Motherfucker.
I was just waiting.
2 seconds to see.
We were just like, wow, that's incredible. Wait a minute. That's what I wanted to do.
No, you do crush him like a tube of toothpaste. And just.
Oh. Yeah, so his dead body just slumps in on itself and falls into the water. Doesn't float, just sinks.
I get up on Sawbone's armor and just do the dog shake, just full body.
Come on. So now everybody is also now covered in swamp water.
You're welcome.
It could be a soup.
So Sawbone leads you guys out of the swamp marsh area. Caleb, if you'll move that piece along the way. You guys are traveling through the jungle. Again, just following this path. And go ahead, stop right there and roll me a perception check.
32 for the Chubs.
That's my second nat one.
17.
19.
I got a nat 20, so 34.
So Sawbone, still in the lead, leads you guys through. Kale is very distracted by the jungle and walks into a tree. And you guys continue on. As you're walking through the jungle, you come across this like clearing, and you guys have come across the city that you saw from above. And you guys are kind of looking down into the city, and you see like a sign etched into the stone slab or whatever, and it says Kos City.
I take out my little data pad and I mark off Swampa Soup because I I see a neon sign in the city that says Swampa Soup sold here.
It's also a combination Taco Bell.
That's cool. Swampa Soup, Taco Bell.
So
very popular.
Well, it's done now.
Yeah. And again, you can see that it's overrun by the jungle. And like you saw from the ship, there's trees and stuff growing out of these buildings that have like torn the buildings in half in some cases, where it's like part of it's crumbled over and there's like a giant tree climbing out of it. Go ahead and give me another perception check as you guys continue on through the jungle and leave Kost City behind in its overgrown jungle state.
29.
Nat 20 for me.
27.
30.
21.
All right, you guys all see the path leading away from the city and you continue to follow it. You guys come into a clearing, no swamp or anything.
It's a different biome.
It's still jungle, but it's just there just happens to be a open dirt area. In the clearing, you see two figures in dark gray robes. And they are walking along the same path you guys are. And they don't seem to notice you just yet.
Kale, is that you?
Shh. Road buddies.
Guys, right up ahead.
Oh, no.
Yep. All right, B.
Yes. Those hooded figures turn around at the sound of Marky's voice.
Guys, they just turned around.
Oh, surprise.
They pull their hoods down and drop their cloaks. And there's one large male near human and one smaller female near human. The large one ignites a great saber and the smaller one ignites two lightsabers. They're kind of like, I'm picturing Asajj Ventress's lightsabers, kind of like with the curved handle.
Yeah.
Amateurs.
And roll initiative.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.